This is BBC Radio 4. Next, here we're off to a village of Parbold in West Lancashire, a place small enough to be a petri dish of all manner of seediness. Investigating the goings-on, Johnny Vegas as Phil Ellis. What could possibly go wrong? That's after this.
Oh, please! Oh, please!
On BBC iPlayer.
He started off as my informant. I needed a win. I built my career off the back of his information.
Brand new drama.
I'm going to need you to do something for me. Something important and not very nice.
From the writers of Humans and Spooks.
People are going to die because of me.
You gave up your right to a clear conscience when you first started taking his money.
Better.
I'm not sure I can do it anymore. There's only one way out. He's got to go down.
Starts next Monday night on BBC iPlayer.
Now on Radio 4, time for more silliness and anarchic adventure from the world of Phil Ellis as we join him in Parbold for another episode of Phil Ellis is Trying. This week, Phil is tasked with tracking down a love rat by the mayor of Parbold with guest Desiree Birch.
Phil Ellis is Trying by Phil Ellis and Fraser Steele. Rugrat. I was walking down the
street when out the corner of my eye I saw a pretty little... 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56. Oh, a new record. Right, back to the grind. Oh, it's nearly 6:30. Where's Polly?
Has it started yet?
Yeah, almost. You took your time getting the snacks. Was there another fist fight in the whoops aisle?
No, I bumped into Ellie from next door.
Oh, really? Did she mention me?
She did, actually. She asked if you still had that stitch. Really?
6 weeks I've had it now. That's the last time I run away from a charity mugger. How can you aid water?
I'm surprised she mentioned you at all, the way you've treated her.
I haven't treated her in any way.
Exactly. How many times do I have to tell you to tell her how you actually feel about her? Start letting people in, Phil.
I'll let you in.
Yeah, but that's only because you won't get another key cut. If you don't tell her you like her soon, you will lose her. I saw her buying a ready meal for two tonight and some dark chocolate.
She's normally fruit and nut. Who's she trying to impress?
Exactly, Phil. It was 80% cocoa.
Maybe it is time I asked her out on a proper date.
Well, stop thinking about it and just do it, Phil.
I will. Oh, but first, what do you get from the shops?
Okay, I actually managed to get some real bargains this time, thanks to that shoulder barge technique you taught me. Check this lot out. Smoke damaged jelly, an open pepperami, a cornerless crunch corner, and an apple.
I'm not eating that. Right, pass us the pepperami. Oh, God, I know you said it was open, but it's not even sheathed. Oh, this is depressing, Polly. Why does everything we eat have to have a yellow sticker on it?
You know why? We haven't had any jobs come in for a whole month and we owe 3 years of council tax.
Well, I thought council tax was optional, like driving licences.
Phil, never mind that now. It's 6:30. Quick, turn the radio on or we'll miss it.
You're listening to Radio 4. It's 6:30 and that can only mean one thing. It's Beano time.
Hey, Lucy, you sound like I feel. Tough day?
You can say that again, Jessica. Oh, the day I've had. 2 words, staff assessment.
That is so true.
Tell me about it. It's like they're holding up a mirror to our lives.
Oh, that is all I need.
Oh, what now, Lucy?
Just had a text from Roger.
Don't tell me.
Yes, just as we feared, ski chalet's fallen through again.
Pino? Oh,
Pino.
Next week on Pino Time. Lucy finds out her dinner party staple isn't quite vegan, and Jessica gets investigated by Ofsted.
That was a classic episode.
Genius. I'm laughing, and I've still no idea what a Pino is.
What was that?
It's coming from Johnny's memorabilia shop downstairs.
Well, it can't be Johnny. I saw him leaving when I came in. He was going home to make custard.
Of course. It's Thursday.
I think his shop's been burgled.
Oh, really?
We have to do something.
Stand back, Polly, whilst I open the door for you.
Really, Phil?
I'll be right behind you.
You're not using me as a human shield again.
Oh, grow up, Polly. It was only paintball. I can't get into a fight. What if I get hit? I'll be a goner. You know azaleuses don't clot.
Right, I've had enough of this. I'm going down. Follow me. Shh. Careful where you step in. The stairs are creaky.
No, that's my knees.
You really need to make your peace with fish, Phil. Your body sounds like a settling house.
Okay. We're running together on my count. 50, 49,
oh,
48.
For God's sake! Look, the burglars have gone, Phil. Your knees must have alerted them.
All right, guys, you saved me a trip upstairs.
Mayor, what are you doing here?
It's an honor, your worshipfulness.
We thought you were a burglar, Mayor. How did you get in?
This big golden key to the city isn't just ceremonial, Phil. I used it to smash the window.
What are you doing here?
This couldn't wait till morning. I have a red-hot tip for the Mexican netball. Go big on the Tijuana Tigers.
But the betting shop's next door.
Yeah, I hope Johnny was still doing his cash for gold.
I thought your mayoral chain was getting a bit smaller. Two links away from being an ankle bracelet. Why would you break in, though?
Because I could see him through the blinds and he wasn't answering. He had something like custard in his ears. It was only meant to be a gentle tap with the key. The window smashed and he scarpered.
So Johnny's still here?
What's that knocking?
Oh God, maybe it's a ghost. Is that you, Nana? I'm sorry I sold the medals.
Oh, it's not a ghost. It's coming from that hatch in the floor.
God, you're right. Careful, Polly looks heavy. Don't forget to bend your knees. Keep your back straight.
Here, use my ceremonial key to pry it open.
Johnny?
It's my panic room.
It's small, isn't it?
Well, I know. I panic bought it.
How did you fit in there? I'm surprised you got out. We had to call the fire brigade when you got trapped in your Spanx.
What are you still doing here, Johnny? It's custard night.
Yeah, I know. I had to nip back because I'd forgotten to take Susan Sarandon's milk pan. It's non-stick and ageless. Much like
I
Susan.
We get the point, Johnny.
Right, well, I'm coming out.
Oh, my God, look at him struggling to climb out. Looks like a reverse slinky.
Give his hand!
OK. Don't forget, Polly, bend your knees, straighten your back.
Oh, I can't get a grip, Johnny. You're too slippery.
But that'll be the custard. I had to use as a lubricant to fit in the panic room. Your Highness, how can one be of assistance?
Back up, Johnny. You're dripping on me. Have you ever tried getting custard out of ermine?
So it was you breaking in, Mer. I thought it were youths.
Youths? You know Phil is the youngest man in Parbold.
Oh, hang on. What about 54-year-old Keith?
I'm 37.
Oh, come on, Phil. You don't exactly look young, do you? I mean, for a start, your face looks like Alan Sugar's elbow.
Bent or stretched?
Somehow both. Look, I don't have time for this. The netball match starts in 5 minutes. Johnny, go ahead and place up this gold for me whilst I have a word with Phil.
Will do, Mr. President!
What do you want me for, Mayor?
Your business is about solving problems, yes?
Yeah, but look, if this is another Rubik's Cube, I can't help you. I'm good on greens and that's it.
I think my husband's having an affair.
Your husband? Carpet Jeff, the carpet man. Never!
He's laying more than Axminster.
I don't know. That's why I want you to find out. He's staying out late, he smells of perfume, and he's changed the password on his phone. And his thumbprint.
Is that it?
Oh, and he seems happy.
Oh, dear.
I know. Can you help me or not?
That's a lot of responsibility to give to Phil, Mayor.
I am responsible.
Really? Remember when the bank wouldn't give you that loan until you could prove you could look after that flower baby for the weekend?
That's unfair. I was doing a great job with that flower baby until Johnny got involved.
Oh, what? I wanted a Yorkshire pudding.
You scalped the poor little bastard for a side dish. And you were the godfather.
You wouldn't have lasted the full week anyway, Phil. You're too lazy. Even your flower baby was self-raising.
Well, I've got no other option but to trust you with this job, Phil. I hope you'll be discreet.
Don't you worry, Mayor. Discretion is assured, or most of your money back.
Good.
OK, here is a breakdown of our daily rates, Mayor.
Oh, Polly, this is council-funded. Put a zero on it. Not before the six. Right, fine, forget the money. If I solve this case, Mayor, I want all my council tax debt to go away.
Fine, I can do that.
And free crazy golf.
Don't push me, Phil.
Fine.
Jeff is supposed to be over at the Crescent Moon tonight.
Oh, perfect. We're going to go there now anyway. It's almost 7 p.m. Unhappy hour.
Johnny, how are you getting on with that gold?
Here you are, my lady.
Awesome. Keep me updated, Phil. I've got a bet to put on. Go Tigers!
Right, Polly, Johnny, we're going to the Crescent Moon.
But why do we all have to go?
Well, I'm the chief investigator. Polly is head of logistics and comms.
And what am I?
It's your round.
Evening, gents. What will it be?
Oh, how's the slop tray drinking tonight, Keith?
It's frothy and flat. Do you want the straw? It's been under the tap.
Oh, actually, Johnny's buying. Cronenberg, please.
Oh, someone spotted the ball this week. Polly?
An espresso martini, please.
Have you been watching Netflix?
Maybe.
You'll have to wait for the kettle. Nescafe, OK?
Oh, very posh.
Johnny?
I've been inspired. Espresso Guinness, please.
Coming right up.
Keith, is the toilet working tonight?
Should be. Here, take the stick, just in case. Whoa, 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 the other end.
Right, I'll see you in a bit.
Not seen you here in a while, Phil. What have you been up to since 8 this morning?
We're working on a case.
A case?
Shh, Keith, you'll blow our cover.
If you're working, Phil, you have to take your Mac and hat off. You know the rules. No work clothes.
Fine.
Thanks for the lend of the stick, Keith. Any leads, guys?
Is Carpet Jeff the carpet man in tonight, Keith?
No.
Do you know where he might be?
Maybe I do. Maybe I don't.
I get it. Well, maybe this crisp 50p will help you decide.
Maybe it will. Let go of the coin, Phil.
I can't.
Phil, you're creasing it. Let it go.
Ah, fine, have it. Right, where is he?
But if his reputation is anything to go by, he'll be at the private gathering for the open-minded individuals that's happening this evening over at the Denon estate.
Oh, that estate's not far away.
You'll need to wear masks as a disguise, though. They're very strict on that rule.
Right, time is of the essence. So, Polly, it's your round.
Look, there's Ellie sat on her own. Oh, she's drinking a white wine spritzer.
With soda, not lemonade. I'd pop to Spa for that can.
So classy.
Oh, no. Too classy for an idiot like me. I bet she puts her ketchup in the fridge.
Go and speak to Ellie, Phil. She looks sad. I think she may have been stood up.
Aye. She's been sat on her own for a while now. In the snug, too.
Stop earwigging, Keith. Haven't you got famous grouse to water down or something? You're not in our little gang.
Charming. Well, next time you try and palm off one of your fake Scottish fivers, Phil, I'm calling the police. It were only when I got it under the UV light I realised the picture on the front was of Mel Gibson.
Right, fine. If you're not going over to see if Ellie's okay, Phil, I will. Hey, Ellie.
Oh, hi, Polly. I saw you come in with Phil.
You should join us. It's Phil's round next. I'd love to see his face with a spritzer thrown into the mix.
Thanks, Polly, but I think I'm going to head back to the shop and sort out some deliveries for tomorrow. I've got 3 vegan bouquets to make before morning.
Oh, speaking of bouquets, that's a nice one you have there. To Ellie. Who sent you those? Phil, sounds about right, sending flowers to a florist. He hasn't got the best imagination in the world. Even his imaginary friend is Johnny.
No, they're from a different idiot, actually. I was supposed to be on a date tonight, but he's not turned up. Third time in a row he's done that.
Well, more fool him. You're a great catch, Ellie. Too classy for the creeps in this town. We were all admiring your spritzer. I heard the wine glass had been broken on New Year's Eve, and yet, here it is.
I just seem to pick the wrong men all the time. I'll tell you how bad it is. Phil's the best person I've dated recently, and look at him. He's got the triangle from the pool table stuck on his head.
Johnny! It's happened again!
Yep, all stuck. Keith, we're gonna need that tub of grease again, pal.
God, that is bad. If he's the closest thing you have to a keeper, you are in trouble.
Are you guys out for the night then?
No, we're just looking for someone. We actually have a paying job for once.
Oh, exciting. Who are you looking for?
Jeff.
Roofing Jeff or Carpet Jeff?
Carpet. You haven't seen him about, have you?
No. Why would you think that?
No reason. I just thought you might have seen him knocking around.
I'm afraid not. No.
Well, not to worry. Better get back to those two over there. Phil's picked up a dart and Johnny's put an apple on his head. That usually ends badly. Oh, all right, Phil.
Oh, Polly, good you're back. Now, cover my eyes and spin me around three times. And then I'll throw the dart.
No, Phil. Let's go. We've wasted enough time in here. You guys head over to the party and I'm going to do some investigating back at the shop.
Fine. Oh, how was Ellie?
Well, I'll tell you later. Let's go.
Don't forget, you need to wear masks or you won't get in.
We'll pop in the shop first. I've got loads of quality masks in there. Plus, I've got to put the cat out.
You haven't got a cat.
Yeah, I know. That's why I've got to put it out.
Okay. This is the address.
Can we swap masks?
No way, Johnny. I'm a natural grommet.
You don't even like cheese?
I do like cheese. Cheese doesn't like me.
Oh, but nobody likes Wallace.
No, we're not swapping.
Oh, look, that door's got a mysterious sliding peephole.
Oh, I know. Don't you worry, I'll love this. It requires a stern, yet assertive knock.
Phil, that's too jaunty.
Damn, I can't help it. I come from a long line of jaunty knockers. In fact, my great-grandfather invented that very knock. It's perfect, until you have to deliver bad news to someone. I've just run over your cat.
Who's there?
Two definitely invited guests.
Oh, we're such a jaunty knock, I thought I'd won the postcode lottery. You got your invitations, gents?
No, but you've got an invitation, Buster, to justice! Ah, fuck!
There's no need for that, I'm letting you in. It's just my chub sticking.
Your chub sticking? You can say that again. Why are you naked?
Oh, well, stop being so old-fashioned and enjoy yourselves. In you come, Wallace and Gromit.
Thank you. Darth.
No problem. Now, first things first, please put your car keys in the bowl. Trousers and shirts off, and underpants are optional until 10.
Might as well jump in with both feet.
You can keep them on, Johnny. I can barely look you in the eye when you're wearing a duffel coat.
I'll just hang these up for you, gents. Won't be a moment.
This is a very strange party. And we're still only in the hallway.
Come on through to the lounge, lads. That's where all the action is.
Oh, bloody hell.
Phil. I think it's one of those eyes wide shut parties.
What, like overlong and self-indulgent?
No, a sex party. Tell you what, it's a good job we're wearing these disguises.
How do you, Phil? Johnny?
How do you know it was us?
Looked in bowl and recognised the key to your bike lock, Phil.
That D-lock.
Hungry, lads?
Oh, yeah, you know what? I could probably manage a donut.
I wouldn't, Johnny. Look how he's carrying the donuts.
I'll give it a miss.
Please, at least take the N1. I'm flagging.
This way.
So this is a swingers party, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Best in town.
Hang on, there's no with me.
There never is.
But we're going to have a little mooch about, if that's OK. Go and broaden our minds.
No bother. Careful with your complimentary punch, though. It's a new carpet.
New carpet. Do you hear that? It means Jeff's definitely been here. Look at Batman over by the flan.
What is it?
Most likely cheese and bacon.
Not the flan. What am I looking at?
Look at his knees, Phil.
They look a bit burned.
carpet burns.
Let's go and have a closer look.
What's that signalling?
Right, it's gone 10 now, lads. You know the rules. Pants off.
Oh, God! Oh, it's like the embarrassing body's green room. What's that they're unboxing?
It's Twister. Oh.
Left foot green.
Oh, my God.
No.
He's got three legs.
No. There's no place like home. Phil, let's get out of here.
Yeah, let's go quickly. Leave the flan.
Hi, Wallace. Hi, Gromit. How was your party?
It was, a bit odd.
Odd in what way?
Well, first off, you get your goodie bag on the way in.
Ooh! What was in it?
Just a tube of canister and some gymnast chalk.
And believe me, Polly, you never want to improve your grip at one of those parties.
What's going on with your slacks, Johnny?
Oh, yeah, they look about two sizes too small. Have you expanded again?
Oh, no! They're the wrong trousers, Gromit!
And you've only just noticed?
I must have grabbed the wrong ones when we were rushing out the door before they started another round of human buckaroo.
Don't remind me. Whose trousers are they then? Quick, have a look in the pockets.
A wallet.
Whose wallet is it?
It was a membership card for the Carpet Layers Guild members named Jeff. Wonder whose is he?
Give it here, Bergerac. It's clearly Carpet Jeff's. Oh, now this is interesting.
What is?
It's a receipt from Ellie's florist. This is a good excuse for me to go and try and woo her again after I bailed out in the pub. I've run out of reasons to go and buy flowers now. I've lost three grandads this week. I'm not going to believe there's another Miss World final this month.
There isn't. I cancel the tux. I'll never meet Miss Honduras, never.
Calm down, John.
Phil, I have this feeling Ellie is hiding something.
Everyone's got something to hide, sugar. Now fetch my detective hat. It's time to put this case to bed.
Phil, what are you doing here?
I'm working a case, Ellie. Just need to ask you a question about this receipt.
Phil, I'm in the middle of something.
Wait a minute. What are Johnny's pants doing on the floor? I recognise them anywhere. 101% polyester.
Phil, please. I...
What's that smell? Underlay.
Phil, listen.
Something's afoot here. Underlay. Underlay.
Arriba, arriba!
Gotcha! No carpeteer alive can resist that classic gag.
Damn you!
Carpet Jeff, come out from behind that counter, you laminate Lothario.
Phil, I can explain.
Oh, really, Ellie? Well, good, because I'd like to hear that.
Me and Jeff are having an affair.
Well, I've changed my mind. I would not like to hear that. How can you get involved with this chump?
Excuse me, Phil. You haven't asked me out in over a year. I'm not going to put my life on hold while you get your act together.
He's a pig, Ellie. I've just seen him playing human buckaroo at a swingers party. And whilst we're on the subject, Jeff, do you honestly think you can hang a pan on that?
You've been where, Jeff?
Oh, come on, Ellie. I'm a carpet fitter. That's who we are. I've spent most of my life on my knees in bedrooms. And you've made a big mistake, Phil. You know my wife's the mayor.
Not for much longer, buddy. She's also my client, and I've just paged her to come down here.
Jeff, we're done. You told me it was over between you and your wife.
I can't leave her. Once you've drank from the cup of power, Ellie, it's intoxicating. You don't know what it's like being the first man of Parbold. You get free parking after and before eight.
Not anymore, you dumb bastard. It's to the rack with you.
I've just seen him on a rack. Seemed to be enjoying it. The safe word was more.
Please, love, don't leave me. This temptress led me astray.
Oh, don't worry, I'm not leaving you. And that is your main punishment. But you, Ellie, you're finished in this town. Here's your last job. Make up a wreath that says, R.I.P. Ellie's florist. I'm hereby revoking your lease. And if I were you, I'd be on the next flight out of Parbold International Airport.
Listen, Mayor, Ellie isn't a bad person. She's just like the rest of us, lonely and looking for love in the wrong places.
I don't need you to speak for me, Phil. Thank you.
You're welcome, Ellie. Listen, Mayor, you know how seductive carpet fitters can be. You fell for one once, remember?
Mm. Oh, aye.
Zip it, stare rods. Can you find it in your heart to forgive her, Mare? Why don't you be the bigger person here?
Fine. Ellie can stay. As long as you don't mind paying your backlog of council tax. It's your choice.
Choice? It's no choice at all.
The next flight out of Parbell International Airport is leaving from gate 74.
I'm really sorry to see you go, Ellie.
Well, me too, Phil. Because I don't really have to go.
Listen, Blue Eyes, if that plane leaves your ground and you're not on it, you'll regret it. Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but maybe Tuesday. And for the rest of your life.
I kind of regret having to get on the plane at all, because all you have to do is pay your council tax and then I can stay.
We'll always have Parbold. Here's looking at you, kid.
Phil, take care of yourself.
Ellie.
Yes, Phil?
Don't forget to put your phone on flight mode.
The final call for flight 237 to Casablanca.
Goodbye, Phil. I hope you find what it is you're looking for.
So she's gone then.
What are you doing here, Johnny? I told you to wait at the shop. What's that sign you're holding?
It's nothing.
Give it here, let's have a look. Miss Honduras. Let it go, mate. She's not coming.
No, what? Some of us don't give up on love as easily as you do, Phil.
Excuse me, I saw your sign.
Are you Miss Honduras?
No, I am a Miss Ecuador.
Miss Ecuador, jog on.
It would appear my search for love also continues. Good luck to you, a sexy boy.
Oh, I'm off to gate 9. The night's still young. Hey, chin up, Phil. I'll be okay.
Thanks, Johnny. You're such an idiot, Phil. You're like an angry van driver in a rush. You never let anyone in. When are you going to start trusting people again? I really liked her, too. I'm sorry, Ellie. What I wanted to say was, I really like you, and I don't want you to get on that plane.
That's all I wanted to hear, Phil.
Ellie, you're back. But I thought, why aren't you on the plane?
I couldn't stay on that plane, Phil. The in-flight film was Johnny English.
Thank God.
Phil, you're like a wasp in a beer garden. Irritating, annoying, infuriating, tiresome, annoying.
Yeah, you've already said that one, right? There's a good part to this, yeah?
You're my drunk wasp. Shall we get out of here?
Yeah. Hey, let's go and watch the sunrise over the new landfill.
Okay, but let's have one for the road. The airport bar's open.
Great. I love the Atmos in an airport bar.
What do you want?
Oh, I don't know. You choose.
Pinot?
Pinot. You know what, Ellie? I think this could be the start of a beautiful friendship. Pinot is alcoholic, yeah?
Yes.
Oh, thank God for that.
Phil Ellis Is Trying is written by Phil Ellis and Fraser Steele. It starred Phil Ellis, Andrew Ellis, Amy Gledhill, Katia Kavinga, Terry Minot, Sunil Patel and Johnny Vegas, with guest star Desiree Birch. It was produced by Sam Michel and is a BBC Studios production.
And that was the last in the series of Phil Ellis Is Trying, but you can find all the previous editions on BBC Sounds. And from a rocky marriage to a very long one, a bit too long if anything now, this time tomorrow we're visiting Joanna and Roger for a